This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Good morning. Are you awake? Or is this still part of that weird dream you were having?
This is a huge pickle.
Carson and Kennedy begins now.
If you're just tuning in, here's what we know.
Oh, it's a disaster.
Wake up, Mr. Sleepy Pants.
Do not approach me when I'm sleeping.
I'm sorry. I know this is the wrong time, but I had to tell you.
What are you trying to tell me?
Thanksgiving is right around the corner.
Actually, today is Tuesday.
Thursday is Thanksgiving again.
That's 2 days away.
Never too early
to give thanks.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
I'm back to sleep.
You can't.
Why?
Because it's showtime!
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Ann Barry Joles joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning, Ann.
Hi there.
So I know GRACE is an acronym for gratitude, release, accept, challenge, embrace. Tell us about GRACE Trail, how you got started in Plymouth. What's it all about?
That is correct. In 2012, when my son was in Afghanistan, I stumbled again and needed a way to cope. I read an article about the Appalachian Mountain Trail, and in the article there was a question, who's hiking the trail? And the answer was, it's a whole lot of veterans walking off their war. I said, really? Where do I go to walk off my war? And that's when I decided to take those beautiful five words and those beautiful five questions and put them on a seaside trail in Plymouth. I went down the beach, picked up rocks, wrote the questions, wrote the words, put them down on a mile-long loop along the harbor, put up two maps, and fully expected a cease and desist. Never got it from Plymouth. Plymouth has done nothing but embrace GRACE. And 12 years later, I actually just replaced all those stones with 300-pound boulders with the words and the questions engraved on the boulders. So it's very well walked. It became a destination from not only people in town, but people from out of town. And today, this beautiful trail has transformed. I like to say GRACE Trail grew up. So that was our 10th licensed trail in the United States. I have them now 10 all across the United States. So there are communities, all different communities and all different types of communities that have decided to put in permanent GRACE trails. So their community, their work, their organization, their school, their university can go and walk the GRACE trail throughout their day.
And if folks want to find out more information or want to make their own trail, where can they go?
Okay. So if people want to make their own trail, not everyone can build a permanent licensed GRACE trail. That's called a custom trail. What I did was I put together two other products. One is a little rock you hold in your hand and you ask the questions. Another one is, it's called a trail in the box. We put the signs in a box so that you can get your trail right in the mail, open it up, and gather people and walk your own GRACE trail. And the last one, of course, is a custom trail for anyone who wants to bring to their organization, their school, their business, their community, bring a permanent GRACE trail. They can go to gracetrail.com. They can see all of the trails nationwide. They can hear the beautiful story of GRACE Trail and how it came about. It's all right there on gracetrail.com.
I love it. Using nature for your mental health. Come on now.
Yes.
How do I walk off my war? I love it so much.
Oh, thank you. And I do want to add this, and I know that you guys can edit. When I say walking off my war, I in no way am comparing this to the combat that our veterans have experienced.
Oh, no, honey, we don't think that you are.
Yeah.
We all feel this way.
But
I understand exactly what you meant.
Right. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
And you know what? We really do have our own battles to walk through.
Yes, ma'am.
And the reason GRACE Trail is so effective is because when you have these custom trails out in nature, nature helps you answer the questions. And I like to say, people, your answers await you on the trail. Just go ask these questions. They're powerful, and they are impacting people and communities They're impacting people and communities nationwide.
Okay, so again, the website is gracetrail.com, gracetrail, G-R-A-C-E-T-R-A-I-L.com, gracetrail.com. And you and everybody that has ever walked Grace Trail are officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
I love you guys. I love Carson and Kennedy, and I really, really appreciate you
giving me
the moment.
No worries at all.
Share this with the world. I really do.
Oh, well, thank you. It was wonderful to have you on. Thank you, Anne.
You're awesome. Please keep doing the good in the world, and together we'll get there.
Thank you, Anne.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, we'd love to hear your story. You can drop us a text here in the studio or give us a call and tell us what's going on in your life, 617-931-1234. Maybe you just landed a new job or you're quitting your job and you're out. See you later, suckers. We want to hear about what good is happening in your life. Again, call or text 617-931-1234.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. So a crowd of more than 200 college-age folks gathered on Boston Common Sunday afternoon for a Tom Holland lookalike contest. The latest
really?
In these viral things. We should have a Carson and Kennedy lookalike contest with all the time that we have left. It would be funny, though.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean? What part of that don't you get?
What do you mean with all the time we have left? We have all the time in the world.
We don't.
We don't?
No.
Why? Are you going somewhere?
Yeah.
Where?
I mean, we have Thanksgiving, and then we have toys and toys and toys, and then we're on vacation.
Well, we can do it in 2025, Kennedy. We'll
I know. I just didn't want it to be
lose the moment, if it's the viral moment.
If it's done by then, it's done by then. But in any event, the event drew 10 contestants, three of whom competed as a group.
Okay.
All of them hoped their resemblance would win them $50 and a bag of British candy.
Were they dressed as the three Spider-Men all pointing at each other?
I don't know. They were tested on their Spider-Man knowledge. Mm-hmm. They did a Tom Holland impression, dance skills because of the lip sync battle, and then did a Spider-Man pose in front of the crowd. The honor was awarded to Nick Anderson, a 26-year-old software company exec who outdressed his competitors in a suit and tie.
Ooh,
he was
nice
raised
job,
in
Nick.
Melrose, and he said in his acceptance speech he'd been compared to the actor since high school. He said, "When I tell you, actually someone comes out to me organically once every 4 to 6 weeks and says, hey, you look like Tom Holland. I wish I was lying." He also made sure to let folks know he was single.
Nick, good guy, local guy,
shoot
single
your
guy.
Shot, buddy. Shoot
looks like
your
Tom
shot.
Holland.
Wears a suit.
The real Tom Holland was not in attendance. So, in any event, congratulations, Nick.
Barrett, you like Tom Holland as Spider-Man?
Love Tom Holland.
Right.
I feel like he was probably one of the better ones.
Yeah. Barrett is a big Spider-Man guy. We both are.
Yeah. The wife of Lyle Menendez has announced their separation after more than 20 years of marriage. Rebecca Sneed, Lyle's second wife, made the announcement on a Facebook page saying, "This is not a cheating scandal. Lyle and I have been separated for, I mean, he's in prison. I hope it wasn't. Lyle and I have been separated for a while now, but remain best friends and family. I continue to run his Facebook pages with input from him. I'm forever committed to the enduring fight for Lyle and Eric's freedom, as been so evident over the years. They've been married since 2003. They had known each other for 10 years. The separation announcement has come just days before Lyle and his brother are set to appear virtually in court after they submit a motion for resentencing. If a judge rules in their favor, it is possible they could be released after decades behind bars."
Isn't it kind of wild that they'll murder their parents and then be set free all these years later?
Here's what I have so many thoughts about this.
Yeah, I know, it's a lot.
The abuse that they suffered at the hands of those two human beings.
Right.
While that's never the answer.
Yes, Barrett, don't murder your parents.
You don't abuse
that has not. Thank you. It was so much less about that and more about the absolute hell they were put through.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, there's the one out there that Ryan Murphy did, which is a little exaggerated. But I've watched and read every single thing since those guys.
It's been so long, so I don't remember a lot of it. I just felt
it's the most terrifying things that you can think of as abuse is what happened to them.
Right. Was it physical abuse?
It was everything.
Yeah.
Everything. It was disgusting.
How old were they when this
kids
when they murdered them?
18, 19, something
adults
like that. Sure, but after years and years of abuse that obviously when you're stunted like that because you've been abused so long, there's so much here.
Right.
In any event, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
The 2024 Billboard Music Awards, hosted by Michelle Buteau, will air on December 12th at 8 o'clock. The show will be available on Fox, Paramount Plus, and Fire TV channels.
Who is hosting?
Her name is Michelle Buteau. She's a comedian. She's an actress. She hosted the Netflix show The Circle, if you ever watched that. And anyway, no. Zach Bryan leads the finalists with 18 nominations. Taylor Swift with 17, Morgan Wallen 15, Sabrina Carpenter with 9. Swift and Drake tied with 39 career Billboard Music Award wins each, are competing for top artists alongside Bryan, Wallen, and Carpenter. Mm. There's new categories: top hard rock album, top hard rock artist, and top hard rock song, where we will see like Linkin Park, Falling in Reverse, Hardy in those. So I think that's pretty cool. And it will feature performances on our achievements based on Billboard year-end metrics from October 2023 to October 2024.
Per, what's your favorite new music? What do you like to listen to?
At this point, I'm just sick of it all.
Are you?
Yeah. It's just too much. Played too much. Overplayed.
Oh, you mean all the songs?
All the new songs.
Okay. Like but what? Like, what's a song that's overplayed to you?
Shaboozy.
Oh, love that song.
It's a good song, but it's just been played 4,000 times in the past hour.
All right. It's Carson and Kennedy. We're going to play Shaboozy here in a few minutes.
You know that song pays for your clothing, right?
I'm just saying.
Love you, buddy, but
Carson and Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy.
Yep.
Say good morning to Kim from Chelmsford.
Hi, Kim.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Houston, we have a problem.
My son Barrett is in here helping out. Yeah, it's breaking up a little bit. It sounds like it's getting better. Kennedy, will you leave the studio, please?
You bet. Good luck.
Bye. I don't know if this is going to work, too, Boo. Kim, are you there?
Yes,
yeah, it's breaking up really bad. Do you want me to hang up with her? Do you want to try and get her back on? Why don't you? I'm going to hang up with her. Do you have her number? I'm going to see. I've lost her. Maybe grab another contestant. There's some other phone lines ringing, too. This is live radio, my friend. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Thanks for your help. My son Barrett is in here hanging out with us this morning. Good talk. It's fine. It's live radio. What are you going to do, Barrett? What are you going to do? Any big plans for your break for Thanksgiving?
Going to the Cape.
Yeah?
Going to the Cape. Going to hang out down there.
Yeah, and play video games.
No, I can't.
Why?
I don't have my thing down there.
Oh, yeah, but you play it on your phone. What's your game you play on your phone all the time right now?
Brawl Stars.
What's it called?
Brawl Stars.
What is Brawl Stars about?
It's a game where you play a little character. You run around and you have different abilities and stuff. It's fun.
Okay. Yeah. All right, good talk.
That was a good talk.
All right, let's see. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Jen from Paxton.
Jen, thank you for saving us this morning. We're falling apart.
I heard, and I figured I'd give it a shot.
Thank you. We appreciate that. 5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. Are you ready, Jen?
I am ready.
All right, here we go. Switch my notes up there, make sure I have the name correct. There was a Glenn Powell lookalike contest, and he's letting the winner be in his next movie. Which 2022 film did Glenn Powell play the role of Hangman alongside Tom Cruise?
Mission Impossible? No idea.
Which 2020 Netflix series is about the chess prodigy Beth Harmon, played by Anya Taylor-Joy?
The Queen's Gambit.
There's a list of 10 TV characters you'd never want at your Thanksgiving table, and the Office character, who's a cat lady, was on that list. What is her name?
Angela.
Barrett, do you like that show?
Love that. Love it.
Who's your favorite character in The Office, Barrett?
Jim.
Okay. Rita Ora turns 34 today. Her biggest hit is Black Widow. Which artist was featured in this song? She also sang on the song Fancy. What's the artist's name?
Can you say it again? Sorry.
Yeah, the song Fancy, and she was on the song Black Widow.
Iggy Azalea.
Question number five. Elton John said that he hasn't been able to see out of his right eye since July. Which Elton song has these lyrics? And I think it's going to be a long, long time.
Oh, God. I know it.
Barrett, do you know this one?
Yep.
Don't say anything.
Rocket Man? I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right. Were you keeping score, too? Yeah. Shake your head. That's good.
Yep.
He's looking at me, shaking his head. It's the radio sign. Kennedy?
Yeah.
Jen saved the day for us, by the way. Jen from Paxson.
Thank you,
Jen. And she got 4 out of 5. 4 out of 5 correct.
Oh, yay!
Yes, nice job.
Well done.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
There's a Glenn Powell lookalike contest, and he's letting the winner be in his next movie. Which 2022 film did Glenn Powell play the role of Hangman alongside Tom Cruise?
Top Gun Maverick.
Yes, not Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Done. That was his name, Hangman? I don't remember that. That was his code name?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
1-0. Question number two. What 2020 Netflix series is about the chess prodigy Beth Harmon, played by Anya Taylor-Joy?
Queen's Gambit.
Is that a true story?
I don't think so.
I didn't think so either. 2-1. Question number three. There is a list of the 10 TV characters you'd never want at your Thanksgiving table. And this office character, who's a cat lady, is on it. What's her name?
Angela?
When he murdered her cat and then put her in the...
That was so funny.
In the freezer.
Spoiler alert.
Oopsie.
3-2. Question number four. Rita Ora turns 34 today. Her biggest hit is Black Widow. Which artist was featured in that song? It's also she also sang the song Fancy.
Iggy Azalea. I thought you knew that.
4-3. Question number five. Elton John said that he hasn't been able to see out of his right eye since July. Which Elton song has these lyrics? And I think it's going to be a
Rocket
long,
Man.
Long time. That is it. Nice job. 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Jen, you don't get the cash, but you are not leaving empty-handed. We have a pair of VIP tickets. Commonwealth Shakespeare Company presents Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol at the Emerson Cutler Majestic Theatre. That's the same Majestic Theatre. Like that. So you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you for saving us. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Jen from Paxton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey app. Barrett turned 14 last week, and you gave me a card to give to Barrett, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did I give that to you?
Nope.
Are you joking?
Oh, my God.
Tell me you didn't lose it.
Oh, my gosh. Where is it?
Because there's something in there, buddy.
Oh, my God.
That's worth money.
Oh, my God. Maybe. I just clicked in my...
Are you joking?
I am not. It just clicked in my head this moment.
Why would you...
It's my fault.
No.
I should never have given it to him. I should have mailed it to the house.
I think I think it's at the house. I think
it's definitely at the house because I saw a different card there.
Oh, there is?
Do you have my handwriting?
I didn't look at them.
But so you saw a card there with your...
I thought I saw a card. Yeah, there is like one more card. What color was the...
Yellow. Does it look like that?
Yellow, yes.
That's
yeah.
it.
Okay.
Sorry, Barrett.
I just clicked in my head, and I'm so sorry about that, Kennedy. My apologies.
I want you to think Auntie forgot about you.
Oh,
never.
So Barrett got a trip to New York City for the weekend with his mom and my sister-in-law, his Aunt Lane, for his birthday. What were the highlights?
The tour at NBC Studios. That was incredible.
Right.
So you saw where they did Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
I've heard it's just so tiny that it doesn't even give words how tiny it is.
So it's kind of, the way it's set up is weird. So the building is straight up, so they don't have a lot of room width-wise. So the SNL is actually on two stories.
Yeah.
So the top story is where the audience sits.
Yeah.
And the bottom story is where all
the lucky people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lucky people and where all the stuff goes on.
Yeah.
And all the hallways behind the scenes and everything.
Cool.
And it's actually the biggest studio in the building.
I imagine it would
but
have to be.
It's not big at all. It's
well, it's
really
New
small.
York.
They also went and saw the Rockettes.
Yep.
The best bagel that you could have in New York City, apparently. They just kept texting me pictures of all of the bagels. So on the NBC tour at 30 Rock, they got to host the Today Show.
For
From NBC News, this is Today with Henley and Barrett. Live from NBC Studios in Rockefeller Center.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Today Show. I'm Henley.
And I'm Barrett. Today is Sunday, November 24th, and we're so happy you're starting your day with us.
How are you doing this morning, Barrett?
And how are you? Good. And how are you doing?
Do you know this person?
No, I never met them in my life.
So they just, you're in a group up tour, and they sit you down and say, you're going to be this guy, you're going to be that guy. Go.
Yep.
Amazing.
You're host number two.
Yep.
And so it was probably 8 or 9 people, I think, in the tour total.
So everybody gets a role.
Everybody gets a role. So Lana is going to be in here in a minute. She's playing a pop star. Lana's sister Lane is in here. She's playing a fan outside with the sign. Mm-hmm. And Barrett is playing host number two for all of this.
How are you doing this morning, Barrett?
And how are you? Good. And how are you doing, Henley?
Oh, good.
Let's get into today's headlines. A new study found that a positive attitude is key to a person's health. Ways to increase happiness levels include setting goals, practicing.
I mean, they had graphics and everything for them.
It certainly did.
Sounds like it's going to be a fantastic weekend. Now it's time for Pop Star. Let's head to Catherine for the latest in pop news, pop culture news.
Okay, so now they're going to the pop culture host. And this is a stand-up shot, and Lana is playing the pop star who's out on tour that they're getting ready to interview. The thing is, everybody has a script, but they didn't give a script to Lana.
Which doesn't seem quite fair.
Well, it made a funny video.
Because she is lost, and also she's chewing gum incessantly the entire time. And then there's one thing she says 4 different times.
You guys have to back up off her.
What
she
did she
had
say?
No script.
We're happy to be on the road again.
We're happy to be on the road. Just take a listen to how many times she says
you guys
on the
are
road.
Awful.
Pop
culture news.
Woo! Good morning. Hey, Henley and Barrett. We have someone special here in the studio today. Say hello to Lana, a Grammy Award-winning artist, to release their new album.
How did she not stop
today?
And say that's
Lana.
Not my name?
What'd you just say? It's Lana.
That's the first thing I would have said. If I'm being a pop star, I can be a diva. It's Lana.
New album today. Lana, hi. How's New York treating you today so far?
Great. So good. Great. We're having a great time.
That's wonderful. You're getting ready to head out on your new first world tour. What can fans expect from you on stage?
New music. We're excited to get out on the road. We have some new members of our band. We're looking forward to being out on the road.
Two.
And seeing our fans.
You've worked with some of the biggest names in music industry. I'm curious, who's your dream collaboration?
I would say Taylor Swift.
Yes, I love Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Well, we can't wait to hear you play some of your new music on our plaza. But before we go, what do you want to say to all of your fans?
Oh, thank you for being there and supporting me as an artist. I love being out on the road. And
three.
Get out on the road again.
Four.
Lana, it's a pleasure having you.
Thank you.
So hey, Lana, fun. If you're listening, honey, I have got so much audio of Carson screwing up, so you just let me know whenever you need it, and I'll be here for you.
That is a fact. That is a fact. Super cool, though, right?
It's so fun. And the video is so well done. Like, it's
incredible.
So well done.
It's super cool. We're going to post
think
the video.
That's so cool.
Is it already up? Did you post it?
I don't have it.
Oh, I thought you said you had posted it already.
How could I post it? I don't have it. It's on your phone.
Oh, no. I sent a link through the Slack. I'm sorry. I thought you said
I used his picture for the post.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I have the video, and we'll post the video so you can watch the whole thing.
That it's 100%. It's fantastic.
Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey app. Imagine winning a trip to see the final tour stop of the Eras Tour with Taylor Swift in Vancouver, Kennedy.
Mm-mm.
That would be kind of a fun prize, right?
It would be pretty dope.
April, good morning.
Good morning.
So we got an email from one of our bosses up at the corporate level, and we've had this contest going on for the past couple of weeks. If you listen to Mix 104.1 or any Odyssey station around the country, on the app, you're registered into a contest to go to this Taylor Swift show, and you actually won the trip to go to Toronto.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited. I can't believe it.
What was it like when you got the call or the email? How did that happen?
I got a call and just calling that saying that I'm a potential winner, and I just I didn't believe it, actually. I was like, what? This is a joke, right? I go, this is a national competition, right? And they were like, no. Yeah, so it checks out. You got it. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I'm just shaking.
So you're going next weekend?
I think it's
December 8th.
Vancouver.
December 8th.
So what did I say?
Yeah.
Toronto.
Oh, sorry, Vancouver.
You said Toronto.
Oh, my apologies.
Don't scare the woman.
Oh, sorry.
That one already happened, you see. That would be really crappy if we gave her tickets to last week's concert.
It's anything north of the border, it confuses me. I apologize.
Who are you going to be taking with you? Tell us everything.
I initially wanted to take my daughter, but unfortunately she's too young because international travel kind of rules of the contest.
Right.
So I ended up, I'm going to take one of my friends who's just as much in awe of her as I am.
And girls
we're
weekend.
Just like, woo, girls trip. Yeah, oh gosh, we're just. It's shaking, still shaking. Ah, I can't believe it.
It's just wild. So apparently the way it works is we fly her up there. She gets hotel, airfare, and then a couple of tickets to the show. And if I read this correctly, this is the one you're going to is the final stop of the Eras tour.
Last show. It's
last
like
story.
The very last show of the whole shebang. Yep. And I've been watching her like the whole thing as it just getting more and more crazy and popular. And I just can't believe it.
What is your
crazy.
Era?
Oh gosh, I like a lot. You know, I got turned on to her with 1989, obviously, mm-hmm. and then I'm not as much of a big as a country person as I am, you know, pop and rock person. And then, of course, I loved Midnights.
Mm-hmm.
And I like folklore.
So yes, the answer is yes. My era is
great.
Yes.
I mean, everything is great. Everything is great.
Now
I'm so excited to talk to you because I always listen to you guys in the morning. So I was like, woohoo, Carson Kennedy.
So are you able to, I mean, obviously you have to get off work and everything. You got all that taken care of? I mean, because it's so last minute. When you
who cares?
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah, there's nothing that's stopping me. My friend that's going with me is like, I have a haircut, but I can move that.
Yeah, all of a sudden your schedule's clear.
Yeah, it's like there's nothing that would stop me. So
wow, April,
you're just excited.
Your energy is infectious. We are so happy that you won, and thank you for listening to Mix. Thank you and for listening on the Odyssey app. And it was just so simple too. It was just listen, and you were in the contest, and you won.
It was, and it's nice because sometimes I have to go do stuff and drop kids off and da da da, and I can just have it on my phone and
done.
It's easy.
That's awesome. Wow. Yeah. Well, have a great trip. Enjoy the Taylor Swift show. And then can we talk to you when you get back?
Definitely.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Have a great time, April.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. Can you imagine?
So exciting.
You get a phone call, first of all, from some number that you don't know. And somebody on the other line is trying to convince you that you want a trip, an international trip to go see Taylor Swift.
Liar.
Yeah, all I need is your
scam.
ID. All I need is
a Nigerian prince?
I need your social security number. Yeah.
Is USPS trying to reach me?
So congratulations to her. That is super cool.
Carson and Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Beth from Walpole.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Beth?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You're going to win yourself $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's going into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Barrett, you say hey to Beth.
Hey, Beth.
Hi, Barrett.
Question number one. Jude Law says Kate Winslet's Countryside Cottage does not exist, which was in the 2006 movie that also starred Cameron Diaz. Name the movie.
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea.
Question number two. Moana 2 comes out tomorrow. What is the name of Moana's chicken?
Hey, hey.
Question number three. Which 2017 film features the song This Is Me and tells the story of P.T. Barnum and his circus?
Oh,
The Greatest Showman.
Pink's Summer Carnival Tour is the second highest grossing tour for a female artist. First place will be Taylor Swift's Eras Tour when it's finished. And third place is the Renaissance World Tour by which artist?
Cher.
Question number five. What is the name of the alternate universe in the Netflix series Stranger Things?
The Upside Down.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
Pretty good, right, Barrett?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Beth, I have getting 3 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
Well done, Beth.
These are hard. You ready?
Yeah.
In fact, when Jubu brought the questions in, Barrett came around the corner while you were out of the studio. He's like, Jubu's coming up with some tough questions this morning. All right, here we go. Question number one. Jude Law says that Kate Winslet's countryside cottage does not exist, which was in the 2006 movie that also starred Cameron Diaz. Named the movie.
Huh? I have no idea.
It's called The Holiday, Kennedy.
Oh.
Is that like a rom-com, Jubu? You a big
that
fan of...
That would be why I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Question number 2, 0 to 0. Moana 2 comes out tomorrow. What is the name of Moana's chicken?
I don't know that either.
Oh, hey. 1 to 0 for Beth. It's getting interesting. Question number 3. Can you name the 2017 film? It features the song This Is Me and tells the story of...
The Greatest Showman. Good God.
And tells the story of P.T. Barnum and his circus. That is correct. 2 to 1. Question number 4. Pink's Summer Carnival Tour is now the second highest grossing tour for a female artist. First place will go to Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. And third place is the Renaissance World Tour by which artist?
Beyoncé.
That is correct, not Cher. 2 to 2. Question number 5. Can you name the alternate universe in the Netflix series Stranger Things?
The Upside Down.
That is...
Wow.
Close. One.
3 to 3 is the final score. We end up with a tie, which means Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the cash, but you are not leaving without a gift from us. You have just won yourself a pair of VIP tickets to Commonwealth Shakespeare Company Presents Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol at the Emerson Cutler Majestic Theatre.
Yeah.
Theatre. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, you enjoy those tickets, okay, Beth?
Thank you so much.
No, thank you for calling into play. I understand you just dropped your daughter off at school. What's her name?
Shaylin.
All right. Well, tell Shaylin we said hello. We're sorry we missed her.
I will.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
I'm Beth from Wobble, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Last night, we got home from dinner. We have family in from out of town that's staying with us. They brought their dog, the most adorable puppy named Millie. She's just amazing. But it's just a lot going on. And so we get home, we pull in the garage, and they're getting out of the car. They're talking, the dogs, all of this stuff. And they go inside the house and close the door. And I'm just sitting now in my truck.
And suddenly it's
in the garage, the light that, you know, was on turns off. The truck turns off. And I'm now just sitting there in silence. The garage door's open. And I'm just sitting there.
A little ambient noise from outside, but that's it.
And I sat there, I think, for 10 minutes. And nobody...
to the car, click, click, cool.
Nobody noticed. Nobody came out looking for me.
I will say, Mom did ask where you were, but she never followed up.
Barrett, my son is here hanging out with us this morning. He's off school this week.
I had my best friend from high school, Margaret, when I went to visit her one of the times, her husband came home from work, and she's like, Adam's home, you know, so we'll go out to dinner here in a minute or whatever.
Right.
So we're waiting, and we're waiting. And I look out the window, and I'm like, he has been in his car for 30 minutes. She goes, oh, I know. Just leave him. So seriously, it's better if he's out there.
It was wonderful.
So they just, that's where he does when he comes home from work every
glorious.
Day.
It was glorious.
He'll finish a phone call, but he'll just be quiet. He'll have a moment before he comes inside, and that works for them.
Kate is from Topsfield. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
Where do you go?
I go and hide in my closet.
Please tell me you have a big, gigantic walk-in closet with a chair or something.
Well, it's not gigantic, but there is a tiny little nook, and I just kind of, if I need to make a phone call where my kids won't find me or it will take long enough that the other person on the other line can't hear them screaming and fighting, I just head upstairs to go in the closet.
Have you made it like your own a little bit? Do you have like a little pillow in there, something to make it a little more cozy?
For maybe my next house or something, maybe I'll think of that.
I think you should.
My husband, on the other hand, he likes to go to the bathroom. I'm not sure if Carson probably can relate to that.
Go hide in the bathroom.
Is that because it's like the one room in the house that has a locked door? Is that kind of why that is?
There is no safe space in our house when it comes to the bathroom, Barrett.
You're joking. No. People will go into there while you're in the bathroom?
Well,
that is so disgusting.
No.
I can't even right now.
Well, we have we have three bathrooms.
That one should be plenty for everybody.
One is all the way downstairs, and nobody wants to walk all the way down there. And the other one's all the way at the top, so sometimes I'll just stand at the door and keep knocking and wait until we get there.
Kayla is from Reading. Good morning.
I would lose my mind.
Morning.
Where are you hiding?
I'm hiding in my work bathroom.
I have a quick question. Is it a public bathroom? So, like, can people just walk in?
No. Okay. Well, yes, but no. It's a one-stall bathroom.
Okay.
And it's on a side that we don't tell clients about, but some of them do know it's there.
I understand that. There are a few offices here, you know, since pandemic, we have a lot of empty offices now.
Right.
And there's a few empty offices.
Where you just go hang out?
I'll go in there and cry.
Imagine you just hanging out in the bathroom at the office, just trying to get away from it all.
I've done that too.
I got a message from our friend JC Kennedy. He works for the Mercedes in the Morning show in Las Vegas for 94.1 for Mix.
Why is he listening to us? Doesn't he have a job?
He sent me a DM when I made the post last night. And he said, yep. Then I will look to my wife's car and realize she's been doing the exact same thing. And then it becomes a waiting game because the first person that has to go in the house has to let out the dogs.
See, the dogs I wouldn't mind. It would be the kids screaming in for food. That's the part I wouldn't mind. The dog never wants anything but a butt rub, and that just makes you feel good.
I just love the visual of him and his wife staring each other down in their cars, seeing
who can stay in the car the longest. Like, sometimes I'll sit in my car because I get places early, so I'll just sit in my car and I'll wait.
Right.
But nothing makes me more angry, especially if I'm in an emptier parking lot and someone pulls up right next to me and they too want to wait.
Are they invading your wait space?
Yeah. Don't ever sit next to someone or park next to someone when they're in the car.
Yes. Barrett?
Corey says, I hide in my truck for a couple of minutes after work.
I bet.
617-931-1234. By the way, you're doing a fantastic job co-hosting, Barrett. Thank you for your help.
Can I leave early then?
You and me both. That's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy.
Really is kind of wild what will resonate with people. And I made a post last night, and it is going to end up probably being one of my most viewed and responded to posts I've made this year. And I didn't even think 2 seconds about it. I took a quick picture, all right, of me sitting in the garage. And then I wrote this, Kennedy. Anyone else just sit in your car in the garage because it's the only quiet place in the house? No, just me. Okay, good talk. And I found myself sitting in the garage probably 10 minutes in absolute silence, and it was glorious.
Sometimes you just need a break. That's okay.
There was just, you know, it's the holidays. There's a lot.
I don't think the holidays have anything to do with it. I think any day of the week you can
house
just
guests,
need it.
An additional dog in the house. I mean, it's all fun, and I love it.
I wouldn't need to sit outside in the car if I went to your house on a normal day. So.
That's probably true.
My whole house is a quiet garage. Come over anytime.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe every once in a while you should just like flip the script.
Yeah.
And where you come and hang out at my house for a weekend.
Yeah.
And I'll stay at your house for the weekend.
You are welcome to, buddy.
And you
enjoy
can
enjoy yourself.
Yeah, and you can
have a great time.
Do some of the things around the house that I do.
And you can do absolutely nothing.
And
like
I can just sit at your house and play your video game, play Pac-Man.
Sure.
617-931-1234. Kat is from Litchfield, New Hampshire. So Kat works in retail. Good morning, Kat.
Good morning.
Where are you hiding out?
Actually, I'm off today, so it's not that bad today.
Okay, well, that's where do you normally do it?
I work at the Merrimack Outlet, the premium outlets in Merrimack, New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And when I leave for work, I always make sure I have a half an hour before I, when I get it there, before I have to be in the building, just so I can get my mindset right to deal with all of the people.
Sure.
Social anxiety is one of the biggest, but that's how I fight it, is by forcing myself to work with the public. But then when I go to lunch, we luckily have a faraway parking lot that nobody parks in except for during the holidays. And I go there for like an hour and just read and decompress and bitch to myself about any of the customers that got upset.
So let me ask you this. So you have family at home?
I do.
And so you're like, Mom, you know, or whoever it is saying, hey, like, you don't start work till 2. Why are you leaving at 12?
None of your business.
Yeah, my husband's like that. And I say to him, he's like, wow, you don't want to spend time with me? You don't want to be here with me in the dark? I'm like, no, I need my alone time. So I don't have to think about anybody else. I don't have to please anybody else. I can just be me. And then I can go in and I can be the nice person that I have to be and dealing with the customers. And when they're yelling because I don't have their size or, you know,
look
something
at you.
Like that.
And I can setting yourself up for success with the tools that you have learned. I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you. And Kennedy, I do have to tell you that you are a huge inspiration for me. Like I said, I suffer severe social anxiety, self-confidence. And when I hear you, when I hear your stories and you share your stories, it just makes me know that I'm not alone.
You are not.
And I just want to say thank you.
All right. Well, I'm going to come shop up there. I'm going to come find you. And we're going to sit in the parking lot.
On lunch break.
In separate cars.
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes on my way home from work, I do this too. Sure. I drive Memorial Drive and there's all the boathouses for crew.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's an open parking spot. And I would just pull off and sit there for 10 minutes and just enjoy the view.
The Home Depot around the corner?
Yeah.
I do the same thing.
In the parking lot of Home Depot?
Yeah, because you can see the water. It's very pretty.
Kim is from, Kim is from Newton, and she's a teacher, Kennedy. Where is
God
the teacher?
You.
Are you hiding out?
Definitely the teacher's bathroom, not the regular bathroom. The teacher's bathroom.
If I was a teacher, I would never go in a bathroom where students would go. I couldn't possibly.
Yes. Well, you'd be surprised how long you have to hold it where you'll just go to the nearest bathroom you can.
Oh, no. I have days where I'll look up and it's been 3 hours and I've had to pee the whole time and I just forget.
Well, let me ask you this question, though, Kim. Let me ask you this. How many teachers' bathrooms are there? It doesn't seem like to me there would be a lot. And it feels like there's... If you're hiding out in there, there's probably other teachers in line waiting to hide out.
It's my turn to hide out. I hide out during second period.
There's one in my school.
There's only one?
There's one teacher's bathroom, and I'm on the third floor, and it's on the first floor. So if I want to go, I got to really make an effort.
Do you guys have, like, times, as I say? Like, do you know that second period is the time when you can go, but Mrs. Johnson is going in fourth period, like that?
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely. You know when everybody's preps are, so you're respectful.
That is amazing. I love it so much.
Outstanding. Thank you, Kim. We appreciate that.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Bye. Pang is from Boston. Good morning, Pang.
Good morning.
Where are you hiding?
I hide in the bathroom at home. So my teenager and I are both introverts. When we get home, if we go home together, we need decompression time. So we fight over our one bathroom, and whoever loses goes to their room.
What do you mean you fight over it? What are we doing? Like an arm wrestling?
It's a race.
The bathroom is the best place to decompress because it's like echoey but quiet.
So are you racing through the house? Who gets there first? Or
yes. Sometimes one of us will call dibs. And then...
So you're running in the house, like, yelling dibs.
You want calmness, but it's chaos before you get there.
What is that when you
beat each other up?
Yes. When you want to sit in the front seat of the car, you yell shotgun. So as you two are getting to the house, you're screaming shotgun. Right. Shotgun to get in the bathroom first.
Usually like, I need the bathroom first. And like, no, I need it first.
And how old is your teenager? Yeah.
17.
Oh my gosh.
I just love
having one bathroom too.
But also understanding that you need that time and that time is important and taking that time. Good for you for getting self-care, even if you have to beat up your daughter to get it.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Pang. Have a good day.
Bye.
And just real quick, Kennedy, a text from the 802.
Give it to me.
Where we are answering the world's questions right now, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
As a Merrimack, New Hampshire resident, I always wondered, those random cars, what were they doing parked that far away in the lots at the outlet? It makes so much sense now.
Hiding from you.
Carson and Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Diane and Nikki. They are from Boxborough.
Oh, hello, ladies.
Hello. I just dropped Nikki off at school.
Oh, so she's not here.
Okay.
I know. Happy.
She's 11 years old.
Yeah.
She's going to be bummed she missed us. Well, it's going to go up in the podcast, so if you want to listen to it later, you can play it for her on the Odyssey app, okay?
What, does she have to go to school?
I will.
Is Barrett the only one that has no school today?
No, some schools have, like, maybe half day tomorrow
half day tomorrow.
Maybe some people have half day today or full day today, half day tomorrow.
Full day today. Right. They're not joking out here.
Yeah, I gotcha. So, Diane, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
Five trivia questions. It's all pop culture stuff. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. And Jubu is operating the big board today, making sure that I have the correct count. Are you ready?
I think so.
Which one of these songs is not by Noah Kahan? All My Love, You're Gonna Go Far, or Close to You?
Can you say what the second one was?
You're Gonna Go Far.
All My Love.
Question number two. Chapel Roan said her favorite music video is for the song Paparazzi. Who sings that song?
Lady Gaga.
What is the name of the first Harry Potter book and movie? Barrett, don't say anything.
Oh, crap. I need my daughter here. The Sorcerer's Stone? I don't know.
I need the full name of the book, please, or the movie.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Will you accept that, Barrett?
Under some slack, jeez.
Gen X, come on.
Question number four. Who played the character of Katniss Everdeen in the Hunger Games movies?
Ah, crap. Hunger Games.
Oh, Diane, I would hang out with you.
Diana Ross, I don't know.
Question number five. Which song by Louis Fonsi, featuring Daddy Yankee, became a worldwide hit in 2017?
Really? Oh, my God. Wait, can you ask the question again?
What do you mean, really?
Which song by Louis Fonsi, featuring Daddy Yankee, became a worldwide hit?
Despacito? Fonsi. Is that it?
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
That's crazy.
That was a wild
Kennedy!
Game. That was fun. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Okay, hi.
That was fun. I want to hang out with Diane and her family.
I totally want to hang with you guys.
All right, Kennedy.
He'll just sit in his car.
Go Celtics. That's right. These are tough. She got 3 out of 5 correct. Are you ready?
Well done.
I did?
You did. That's what they tell
me. Oh, my God.
Kennedy, which one of these songs is not by Noah Kahan? All My Love, You're Gonna Go Far, or Close to You?
I could say that none of those songs are Noah Kahan. I can name a different artist for each title you gave me. Give me one more time.
Sure. All My Love, You're Gonna Go Far, Close to You.
All My Love.
Tell him, Jubu.
Close to You.
Who sings that one?
Gracie Abrams.
No, Maxie Priest sings Close to You.
I just want to get close to you.
Whatever.
Oh, I thought it was the Carpenters.
That's another one it could be.
Barrett's like, what are you talking about, old people? 0-0, question number two. Chapel Roan said that her favorite music video is for the song Paparazzi. Who sings that one?
Lady Gaga.
Tied at one. Can you name the first Harry Potter book and movie?
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Tied at two.
Yes.
Who played the character of Katniss Everdeen in the Hunger Games movies?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes. Diana Ross was an interesting choice for an answer.
Oh, I would have liked to have seen that, though. May the odds be right? ever in your favor.
Ain't no
matter. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, it would have changed the movie entirely.
Come on.
3-2, question number 5.
That's so good.
Which song by Louis Fonsi featuring Daddy Yankee became a worldwide hit in 2017?
Despacito?
That is it. Woo! 4-3 is the final score.
Gotta get all 5 for the win.
Yeah, you don't get the woo unless you get all 5.
Oh.
Yeah. It's all right. So you're new. You're new around here.
What do you mean I'm new?
So you don't get the cash. Kennedy gets the win, Diane, but you're not leaving empty-handed. Or no, we don't have any other prizes we're giving away.
Yeah,
no prizes for this one. So sorry.
Mike.
I know. I thought I had a prize.
You have our undying love and affection.
Yes. That's the best gift of all.
We'll meet out for a beer.
Yes, a virtual hug for you. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Diane from Boxborough, and I had a great time with
Kennedy. Yay.
Carson and Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Amanda from Nashua.
Hello.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Serious business here.
Thanks, you too.
Forget the kindness. I want you to think more like destroying her.
I need that $1,000. It's Christmas time.
I'm just saying, $1,000 at Christmas would be huge, right?
I would love that.
The 1K CBK, 5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. If you tie, that's a loss. Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio. Amanda, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Barrett, are you ready?
I am ready.
No helping. Question
I was going to ask him to phone a friend. Sorry.
This iconic female singer with the hit song Believe just revealed in her new memoir that her name on her birth certificate was actually wrong. Who is she?
Cher.
In Mean Girls, what color do the plastics wear on Wednesdays?
They wear pink.
Can you tell me which character famously wore a white tutu skirt in the opening credits of Sex and the City?
The actor? Sarah Jessica Parker?
Okay, I need the character's name.
Oh, the character's name. Oh gosh, I didn't watch it. I don't know.
Okay, question number 4. Which band performed the theme song for Friends? It's called I'll Be There For You.
Oh, my goodness. I just saw this. I think it starts with an R, but I'm never going to think of it. I don't know.
And question number 5. Can you name the business that Sabrina Spellman's aunts own in Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
I feel like I should know that one.
I feel like these are all in your wheelhouse, Amanda, and you're just like in your head a little bit.
They're like right there. I loved that show. I didn't even know they owned a business, though. I'm not even going to lie.
You're gonna,
I don't know. Did they make candles?
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio. You're going to know what it is in a second.
Kennedy!
It'll click as soon as I tell you. All right.
Of course.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Amanda from Nashua got 2 out of 5.
All right. Well done, friend.
These are really hard, Kennedy. You want to quit?
No.
Dang it. You tried.
A for effort.
Not really.
This iconic female singer with the hit song Believe just revealed in her new memoir that her name on her birth certificate is actually wrong. Who is she?
Cher.
Yeah. So the story is that Cher's mom was really young and was in a lot of pain when they came in and asked what they were naming their daughter. And so they named her Cheryl Lynn, merging two names together. But on the birth certificate, they got it wrong and they just named her Cheryl.
Okay.
One to one. Question number two. In Mean Girls, what color do the plastics wear on Wednesdays?
Pink.
Tied at two. Kennedy, which character famously wore a white tutu skirt in the opening credits of Sex and the City?
Character?
Yes.
Carrie Bradshaw.
Carrie Bradshaw, that is right. 3-2. Kennedy, can you tell me which band performed the theme song for Friends? It's called I'll Be There For You.
The Rembrandts.
The Rembrandts. Amanda, you had the R.
I knew it was an R. I knew it.
4-2. Question number five. What is the name of the business that Sabrina Spellman's aunts own in Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Oh, I have no idea.
It's a mortuary. Spellman's Mortuary.
Oh, Spellman, yeah. Right.
Spellman, yes. Did that ring a bell, Amanda?
It did.
I know. It's the way it is.
It's always after the fact.
It's so much easier in the car. Well, Amanda, we appreciate you calling in to play the $1,000 Can't Beat Kennedy. Sorry, you lose 4-2. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Amanda from Nashua, and I can't beat Kennedy.